Blog Talk Radio.
So you're saying, I was saying that the people are evil and people are good. And the
right.
point is that you're supposed to be good, but you have a choice. And if you
right.
want to be evil, you can be evil unwittingly of the bigger picture, or you can be evil
right.
Wittingly of the bigger picture and affect a
right.
change.
It's like, knowingly.
Let's look at a dog, okay? If a dog mm-hmm. is just behaving, you can be evil and say, and use a higher raised voice, and it's not evil per se. All right, this is an example, but you use
mm-hmm.
a raised voice and a harsh tone, and the dog will respond out of fear.
Right.
Because, I don't know, man. The point is that if you're just good, and, like, there's this theory, and this translates into human life. If you raise your children and all you do is respond to the positive and not
mm-hmm.
to the negative, or respond to the negative in a positive way,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a backwards, fucked up way, personally.
Right.
I think that, like, coming from a rough childhood and a rough upbringing, that not the worst parts of it, but the best parts of it were being corrected, being told what not to do,
mm-hmm.
instead of what to do. You know what I
right.
mean?
Because both instances have different outcomes in the long, in the bigger picture when that child grows up. Because the child will act in the same way. In other words, will either interact with other people through violent ways, you know, to get their way, or through positive ways.
Right. Well, let's look at...
And therein lies the key, because my feeling is, personally, that, yeah, you can get results, you know, when there's the threat of violence and or consequences and, you know, going, you know, the evil way where there's, you know, in other words, you're an authoritative figure.
Right.
Where there's punishment involved, and or there's other consequences. In other words, when you come through from a point of common sense and just saying, look, this is the right way.
Right.
You know, and getting through to the person in that sense, where, in other words, it opens their mind, and it's not through a source of fear and or violence.
And or
consequences. In other words, it just dawns on them that it is absolutely the right way to do things. And there's no threat of violence and or, you know, punishment.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Where one just states, you know, the person is going to act the way you want them to because they're scared of what you're going to inflict on them. Where in the other sense, they're going to act the way you want them to because it's just the right way. You know, it's honestly
and let's talk about this
a good way, you know.
There is
a big
abuse.
Divide there.
There's physical abuse and there's mental abuse.
Right, psychological
abuse. And mental
abuse
goes unchecked.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
If you're beaten and battered, and you know there's obvious signs, but
or even mentally beaten.
Yeah, if you know, well, they're not as prevalent, and you know, like it's less.
But my point is, even though it's not as prevalent, it still, in other words, has the same effect as if you were beating the person physically.
Well, what it amounts to is
because it's all through a source of fear.
Yeah, well, what an amount
and control.
Right.
Whereas if you're just teaching someone the right way to do it, because it's just honestly the good and right way to do something, there's, in other words, a different mindset. In other words, the person isn't going to teach someone else through fear. They're going to teach them through in other words, a normal sense of common sense and goodness, that this is the right way, regardless of what it is. And I honestly believe that the majority of this world is controlled through either a threat of violence, fear, and or
right.
consequence, punishment, you know, whether it be imprisonment or whatever, or like you said, psychological anguish, which is just as painful as physical anguish. And even though it gets you to the same place, it isn't producing the same thing in that person. It's producing something totally different. It's producing a fearful, you know, closed-minded person. In other words, they're going to be more in fear than anything else.
It's about tolerance.
Which doesn't ultimately... My point being is it doesn't promote evolution. If you hold somebody down through threats, it isn't going to produce a person that is going to be outgoing. In other words, they're going to be shut down because they're always fearful of that threat that you instilled in them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And honestly, that's the way the majority of how this planet works now. And it's disgusting. And it's all the benefit a small group of people
all right.
For their own benefit, not the benefit of anyone else. You know,
let's say your village is fighting with another village over whether or not to use forks or spoons. And one village is like adamant, you know, like, forks are better and you should use them. And
right.
The other village is like, no, spoons are better. I like spoons better.
Yeah.
And they fight and, you know, ultimately the forks win because they can stab.
Right.
Spoons.
And, right. It's a threat of violence.
Well, it's what if it if the situation was reversed or alternate, you know, if the village had the fork said, we respect your right to have a spoon, and we won't bother you if you want to use it, and the spoons were like, thank you very much, and we'll respect your right as well. You know, like, it's about respect. It's always been about respect.
Right, and that's, you know, ultimately, it isn't about that in this world anymore. There is
no
respect.
No, it isn't.
It's about control.
Far from it.
It's about the threat of violence and or imprisonment and or, you know, physical or mental anguish in whatever form that comes.
Here's what I want to
offer. Is the control system. Which is totally wrong and produces, in other words, that whole line of being and passing down that whole line of threats, in other words, is ultimately stifling the evolution of the human race. I believe.
Well,
shuts the person's mind down. You know, they don't want to be outgoing because of the threat of the violence and or mental anguish.
Work with me. Seriously, man. Everything happens as it must, as it should be. Everything is unfolding as it was meant to be. Even though we are, like, let me rewind and say, if you pulled out away from the earth you know, it's a million miles away and look to the earth. We're a tiny speck and we do not matter in the grand scheme of fucking the entire universe. But on earth, we matter to each other. And that, that if we respect each other and we care about each other and we do good things to each other for each other, by each other, then we should be okay, but that's not the way it is right now.
Right.
And
I have to...
Everything happens for a reason.
Right, but I have to interject.
That's a fucking cliche, man. It's like realistic.
Right. But I have to interrupt and also interject the fact that we are in other words, coming upon a time where the little speck in space isn't, you know, we aren't confined to just the little speck in space soon. You know, we are venturing out past the little speck in space.
I like the idea.
You know, so do I. But in the sense that if we're venturing out under a control mechanism of fear and violence, and a construct of control, you know, that is under a threat of either physical or mental violence, that isn't going to go too far. You know, eventually that's going to break down, you know.
It's funny. You know, you go to visit someone, and they have a different set of rules.
Yeah.
And you, you know, let's say you go to Saudi Arabia. You're like, I love women. Women are great. Women are so... I put women above men and whatever, but they do not. You know?
Right. They'll chop your head off for saying that.
Fucking right, man. They're fucking assholes. I fucking hate those guys. Sorry, I don't hate them. I hate the fact that they chop
You know, you can't
off.
Hate them because that's the way they've
you
gone
gotta,
on
you
for
gotta,
thousands of years.
You look at the situation and you're like, this is wrong. That's wrong. This is wrong. And, you know, but you're in their house, right? So, you got to abide by their rules. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. That's what they say. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The world is not a segmented little fucking piece of shit anymore. The world
but
is,
that's the way it is, though.
No, but wait. Listen,
it is a compartmentalized structure now. And has been for a long time, and that's where the problem
is. No, but
lie.
Not anymore. I can talk to someone in Qatar. I can talk to someone in New Zealand. I can talk
to but go to Saudi Arabia and say you love women, and they should be in control of everything. See what they do to you.
Well, I've written off
right?
Saudi Arabia and Israel because they fucking destroyed the Twin Towers, but that's beside the point.
So did Israel.
It's not beside the point. Fuck those assholes. They fucking, they're complicit, and fuck them, man. They deserve to fuck camels for the rest of their lives. Fuck, man. Jeez.
Well, but therein lies, you know, again, not to be critical, but
it's an up and down.
You saying that they deserve to fuck camels the rest of their lives is just, you know, in other words, putting them in a box and keeping them.
You know what?
For your convenience.
and you know what?
You know where we have to get beyond
that.
We have to get beyond all of that. That's what's holding the world back. That's what's holding human evolution back. Is that little box that we, you know, stereotype people into. This is what you are, and that's it, and you deserve to stay in this box. And that's not true. When you get down to it, it's really not true. It's psychological brainwashing. And to me, you know, it's what you just stated.
We need to unbrainwash.
Exactly.
And we need to clear our minds, and we need to
And it's a very hard thing because even you, who's, you know, very open-minded, wants the world to be at peace and everything, just stated that people in Saudi Arabia should stay there and fuck camels. How is the world going to evolve if, you know, Saudi Arabians just stay in the desert and chop people's heads off and fuck camels?
No. I would
you know
like
what
to,
I mean?
I know what you mean, and I would like to see all the perpetrators behind the greatest fucking evil in the world ever, put in a place where they belong.
And you have to realize too, it's not the actual citizens of Saudi Arabia that committed that evil on 9/11 and bankrolled the terrorists and, you know, sent
Thank
money
you for
transfers.
Being a voice of
reason. You know, it's the leadership. It's, you know,
right.
The people, you know, the majority of the people in Saudi Arabia are fucking dirt poor. You know, they aren't all fucking Arab sheiks like the leadership, you know, have palaces of gold and, you know.
All right, I don't normally
there's a huge difference there. You know, again, you're stereotyping all the people in Saudi Arabia into one little box.
I don't normally do this, but I said
I know, I understand that. I'm just trying to point it out. And
it's
not your fault. I'm just trying to point out the brainwashing and how deeply ingrained it is in people.
Yeah.
And how you invoke it without even thinking.
Well, I do. I've thought about
and
it.
And we all do. I'm not singling you out. I'm just, you know, making an example. We all do this. And this is the most important thing that needs to be addressed. Because we've all been divided for a reason. To be controlled by a small group of elites. Who don't view themselves the way we all, you know, stereotype and racially divide ourselves. That's my point.
My thing is that it's all happening for a reason. There's a cause.
Yeah, it's to benefit a small group of people at the top.
But
this is why it's happening and has been happening for thousands of years. This is a cycle that's been happening for thousands of years.
Yeah, and there's a breaking point, and there it's sort of like. The sperm's reaching the egg, you know, like one sperm will reach the egg and whatever the fuck it's called. And
the membrane.
Insane in the membrane.
That's right, Cypress Hill.
You know what? If it's a bad sperm or a good sperm, that's the question. And We want it so bad, and they want it so bad. They want to be rulers of the world. They want the people of the world to be their slaves. They want the power and the technology and everything in their hands.
There's only one way that can happen is if the people allow it.
Well, that's right, and that's
and
that's
in that sense, I don't believe
us.
That there is a bad or a good sperm.
They've hypnotized us, for fuck's sake. We've been under their spell for fucking so long.
Right, and it's hard
to
you can't just snap out of it.
Break the fucking spell, man.
You have to use your brain to snap out of it. You know, it takes brain power,
yeah, right.
And it takes fucking
right.
willpower. It takes
they
knowledge
say,
and deep understanding of oneself and people
right.
around you.
Right. You know,
which you'll let astray.
Lead
from.
A horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Right.
But after a while, the horse will drink.
Right. Exactly. And in that sense, I honestly don't believe there's a good and a bad sperm. It's all in how you teach the being after it's born.
There's no such thing as
good
purpose.
And bad sperm. There's just sperm and eggs. It's what you do with the sperm and eggs when it comes out of the womb. It's how you teach it. It's how you grow it up. It's what you put inside
right.
its head. You know?
There's a whole life cycle there.
Right.
But we've...
There's a whole evolution there.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the human evolution.
Evolution.
Each individual is evolving, you know, from the time they're born till, you know, up through their adulthood is an evolution. And that evolution is solely based on what's put inside that person's, you know, cranium and in their nervous system and what they learn and you know, the values and everything and the morality that they learn. So,
hey,
you know, it gets down
like
to an individual basis, which when you stand back and look at the big picture, we've all been divided for that purpose, to break us apart and pin us against each other.
But to bring us together in the end, wouldn't you say? One world?
Right. Well, that's the thing. In other words, you know, they can divide us, but in other words, the division isn't permanent. The division, you know, it breaks people apart, but that doesn't mean that the people aren't still right next to each other and still can't, you know, overcome that division, that underlying division. They can't look beyond that underlying division and say, look, we're more the same than we are different. You know?
Okay.
That's where the power truly lies, is in everybody coming together and saying, fuck the divisions. The divisions are artificial and synthetic and have been placed here to break us apart, to benefit, a small group of people that have placed the divisions in place to benefit themselves.
And we are all different.
We are more alike. We are all people on this planet are more alike than they are different. We have more in common than we have differences between us. And this is what has been exploited from day one. Is the differences,
blood, skeletal structure, the fact that
we're all human beings, mm-hmm. no matter color, creed, what we look like,
that's
black, Indian, European, Caucasian, Spanish, we're all human beings underneath. We all have 10 toes. We all have 10 fingers. We all have one nose. We have two lips.
No, we don't.
We have two eyes.
Some people are mentally retarded. Some people have
whatever. Yeah, but that isn't the norm of the world.
That is a small fraction. All right. So that makes them different. So
right, but this still shouldn't make them different. They're still human beings. They're still of the same DNA sequence as we are.
Right.
DNA sequence messed up. That shouldn't mean that they should suffer or be, you know, singled out.
Right. Okay.
We're all still part of the human family, no matter how you come out. Even if you come out with eight arms, you still got eight arms that have five fingers on each hand. Even if it's got six fingers on each hand, it's still a human hand.
I hear you.
My point. You know?
My argument is that,
and this
we're
is
all
where
the,
this is the fine line that all of this is lost is in the small differences between people, and they can't look beyond the small differences to see all the commonalities that bind us all together.
If I present you a color swatch, red and blue, and I say, you know, this is red and this is blue.
Red and blue makes brown. And what's
purple,
your point?
Purple.
Or whatever. It makes another color, but it's still human underneath it. No matter what color it is, it's still a human being underneath it. So why make that distinction in the first place? You know why you make that distinction? Because it's been brainwashed into your brain to make that distinction.
To separate yourself.
Right.
This is
the giant hurdle that needs to be overcome.
You're talking about higher intelligence. I want to get to higher evolution.
And it is an even higher intelligence. It doesn't really take that much intelligence to recognize the fact that we have more in common than we have differences between all of us.
You may be right, all right? I'm not maybe right.
I'm definitely right.
No, I think that we're just as... insofar as, like...
And even if there are differences, people should be able to be intellectually intelligent enough to understand that we come from different parts of the planet, that we grew up in different circumstances, different environmental circumstances.
Do you know what's fucking hilarious?
To understand the fact that we do have differences between us, and that those differences should be accepted as part of the human experience in different environmental places on this planet.
I hear you.
Sorry.
Hold on, wait. Sorry.
Go ahead.
People used to say to their kids, you know, you need an education. You need an education to get ahead. You need an education.
Right.
Whatever.
But where are you getting the education
from?
The elites. Your education
okay.
is coming from
some,
the elite,
some people
which
are
isn't really an education.
Some
it's a
people
brainwashing.
Are not. All right, it's the
right.
way it is. We're the differences
I
are astounding.
I haven't been formally educated, and I'm practically smarter than anybody else I've ever met.
You are fucking smart, motherfucker. I'm doing a fucking.
You know why? Because I
that.
Haven't had a formal education. Because it isn't an education. It's an indoctrination,
no, well, hey,
and a brainwashing.
And
therein lies
like
the deceit.
Having,
therein
having,
lies
having
the deceit.
Being brought up in a way that's like, you know, nurturing and. The whole system needs to be
but
revamped.
I've taught myself to think for myself through common sense. Right. I've taught
everything
myself through experience to know that true education is not an education. It's an indoctrination and a brainwashing. I've learned to think
is.
For myself through common sense.
Fuck.
Which
today,
is a totally different thing than just learning, you know, stupid things that don't really matter. And being able to regurgitate them out at command. That isn't education. That's being a robot. That isn't education. Exactly. Exactly.
Listen, man.
So how can you call yourself educated when all you could do is regurgitate, you know, useless information that doesn't mean shit in the real world?
I'm going to argue with you on this because I took geology. That was my favorite subject.
Yeah.
I was living with this girl, and we both were in the class.
Yeah.
I met her because she asked me for a light. Anyway, so we practiced together, the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned what gypsum was and what mica was and what... cleavage was and what, I learned that stuff.
Yeah.
It was all important.
Right. Got to learn what that cleavage is, James.
Yeah, but this mica has one cleavage. And,
right.
You know, granite or, you know, some other stone or whatever.
Yeah, silica and all of that.
Quartz or what have you. There's
yeah.
so many rocks on the planet.
Right.
And you know, I learned what they were. So if you learn... then you are making headway. But if
right.
you just repeat, then
right.
you are an idiot.
Can I ask you one thing? Did
yeah.
they ever teach you about helium-3?
No.
That's only found on the moon and could, you know, fuel the entire planet of, you know, for like thousands of years?
Oh, no.
Or
don't
what is it, hydrogen-3 or helium-3? Did they ever teach you about that geology on the moon?
No.
Okay, yeah. But you're not indoctrinated and fucking brainwashed, right?
No, come on. I mean, when you walk in the grass,
well,
there's a little
honestly, if
like,
you're going through,
that?
You know,
and someone
if you're going through college courses, they should be teaching about what's known in the whole entire universe.
Hold on, wait.
Right?
You gotta hold back, motherfucker. listen, you can't. That's higher knowledge.
It's not higher knowledge. It's common
it
knowledge, but they refuse to
like,
teach it to you to keep you down. It's indoctrination
no.
and brainwashing. It's to
control
you.
Is like grade 9.
It's
to
control you.
Grade 1 to grade 14 or 13 or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I bet you I could teach a 5-year-old about helium-3, James. And he'd understand.
You know what I see sometimes? Sometimes people say, hey, it's 414. Same, different, same. Hey, listen, if I see sometimes people are like, why do I need to learn that shit in math class?
Why don't they teach you about the Fibonacci sequence? Do they teach you about the Fibonacci sequence in those math classes? That
yeah,
you're,
that,
you know, the universe is mathematical and you're part of it? Do they teach you that? Why don't they teach you that?
You know what?
The elites have known about this ancient knowledge for thousands of years, and yet they don't teach it.
Hold on.
So what is the consistency of your education when you really break it down?
Listen,
it's a falsity.
My dad was telling me about the stock market crash before it happened.
Yeah.
In like 86 or whatever the hell it was.
You know what the stock market is made of? False numbers that are made up by
the
elite.
It's bullshit. I fucking swear to God, it's fucking horseshit. People win and people lose. People jump out of their fucking windows and people...
For false numbers on
horses.
A fucking computer screen.
Fuck those assholes.
What are you killing yourself over?
You,
fake paper. That isn't even worth anything. Somebody made up. So what is the... Again, my question is, what is the constitution of your actual education when you're killing yourself over a digit on a fucking computer screen?
Sorry.
God bless you. What is the constitution of your education when you're killing yourself over a fucking one or a zero on a computer screen? Is that education or is it indoctrination and brainwashing? And a control system. And a control paradigm.
I never, ever differed with you before, but I do
No, I
tonight.
Understand. I'm not arguing
I don't
with
know
you.
What it is.
You know, don't get
I
me
don't
wrong,
know what
James.
It is,
I'm just,
man.
You know,
I'm just
trying to point out how, in other words, they present you with these false control paradigms and make you believe that they're so important to your life and to your existence
and
your survival.
Listen,
when it's not,
listen,
it's all bullshit.
Listen,
it's fucking lies.
Listen, it's like the sky is blue, the floor is hard.
The sky isn't blue.
Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm giving you examples of how they fucking manipulate us. It's like, this is true, this is true, this is a lie, this is true. People accept it all for true. That's the way it works. You know, it's like Noam Chomsky saying, you know, the Indians are great people and they have a severe plight and they're the best example of blah, 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 blah. And then he says, 9/11 is bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says whatever else. And the point is that he lied about 9/11. He's a fucking Jew, and he's fucking from wherever the fuck. He's from Israel, and he came over here, and he went to MIT and became this big fucking asshole that knows everything. And you know what? That's indoctrination, motherfucker. It's lying to you through their teeth.
Right. It's all indoctrination. And it's all a control
system.
It's
all indoctrination. Well, you know what? I'm an advocate for homeschooling. Because homeschooling, you know, if you're a wise, smart motherfucker, you will teach your kids what to be like and how to be and whatever, just like it was in the old days before they had these schools. And the kids that stand out will be the ones that have the wisest, smartest parents. And the fucking the kids that don't have the wisest, smartest parents will be dumb as fuck. And the point is, it's a reflection on you. It's a reflection on your responsibility as a human being. And people will stand up and say, your kid's an idiot. You fucking better fucking teach him better. You know, be responsible. Be respectable. I don't know what else it starts with R. But anyways, the point is that we don't have much time left. Not in this radio show. We got 10 minutes. But in this world, they are about to mow us down. It's going to happen, man. And it's like I see the writing on the wall. You see the writing on the wall. Everyone who has a brain sees the fucking writing on the wall. All right? It's like this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. This is going to happen. You know, like, hello. It's like you don't have to be a weatherman. And even those weathermen
to see the storm coming.
Known as being as bad at predictions. But people can see the writing on the wall, that the cards have been dealt, that the fucking this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, are we going to stand up and face the fucking music? Like the music, I mean, like the lyrics in the music. All right, are we going to stand up and face that shit? Are we going
to
be
eventually,
men?
Eventually, we're going to have to.
Be responsible? You said, well, you said you'd go after the elites. I'm saying I want to take them all on, the whole motherfucking lot. And I want you with me by my side, man. I want you with me because I'm going to fucking unload a beast of fury on these people. Yeah, fucking right, man. Like, you may not think I don't have it in me, but I do.
No, I do.
And, I have it in, you know, mind, spirit, and body, and I can unload it. You know, I'm pretty candid right now, and but if it really comes down to it, I can fucking unload the beast on these motherfuckers. Yeah, I can really let it go, and you know,
well, the whole
I need you with me. I need you with me.
Ultimately, we have to do it through the mind instead of the body.
Well, yeah.
You know, it needs to be done intellectually.
I'm there with you. I always knew that it had to be nonviolent.
Right, because that's what they're counting on, is the violence.
The permissibility are with, as we talked about earlier, there's physical abuse and there's psychological abuse. I'm going to fight fire with fire. They are psychologically and physically abusing us. I'm going to destroy them with the psychological abuse. And, you know, I can unload it, man. And I need you with me, and I need everybody else with me. And you know what? It's not about who comes out on top. It's about, I'll be straight up with you. No one comes out on top, okay? We're all the same, and that's the point of being
right.
Like you said earlier about
it's right and wrong.
But it's about we're all the same. We're more the same than we are different. And you know what? That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. And,
absolutely.
Fucking dude, I want to see this to you on the air. I love you, man.
I
love
you,
James. I love you fucking so much. I think you're one of the best people I've ever met in my fucking life.
Same here.
Seriously, man. Anyways, I don't know how much time I have left, but I'm thirsty.
Hang in there, bro.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an old saying.
Yeah.
If you're pissing someone's pot, you better pee on the side or something like that.
You better get them a drink of water afterwards. Because they're thirsty.
Whatever. Look, I want nothing more than to just drive down to fucking New York City, or, you know, because I can, because I could, but I can't. I don't feel safe. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not ISIS. It's not, it's Barack Obama. It's the evil government.
You're scared of the gun-toting gangs in Harlem?
You know what? I don't know, man. No, fuck no. You know what? I think I could be at peace with them.
Yeah, I hear you.
They're not a threat. Well, except for the Black Panthers, I really would say that those guys should, you know, chill out. You know,
no.
They got the wrong idea. The enemy isn't white people. The enemy is.
Well,
I kind
of see their side of the story, too. To them, the white people are the enemy because they've done a lot of evil to them.
I understand why.
Through slavery and all of that, and, you know, mass incarceration and the rest of it.
You know what? White, black people in Quebec, they don't have that problem, man.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't.
No,
it's only an American thing. It's a mass incarceration of the blacks is an American institution.
Yeah.
It was written in the 13th and 14th Amendments during Abraham Lincoln's time. They knew full and well that African Americans would be mass incarcerated even, you know, 150 years ago when they freed them as slaves.
And I want to give...
And that shows
shit.
The mindset of these people.
I want to give shit to, Ice Cube and...
I would beg
Dog.
People to research Marcus Garvey and Pan-Africanism to understand the black man's plight in America. Because
there are so many black
that's something
people
that isn't taught,
that,
understand that isn't
the
understood.
And live by it and do what they
and
can.
And a lot of white people don't understand that the black man's plight in America also affects them as well. Because they're lumped in with the black people.
Listen,
in this giant scheme of mass incarceration and illegal drugs that are brought in by the governments.
Hey, look.
You know,
it's a really big
spider web.
If you carry, you walk down the street and you're carrying, if you're a white man,
yeah.
No problem. If you're a black
right.
man,
yeah, they'll
please,
kill you dead.
Jesus Christ. It's not fair at all.
They'll turn
it's,
you into a
the,
piece
the,
of Swiss
the cards
cheese.
Cards have never been fair. There's a similar
right.
plight in Canada. And, like,
mm-hmm.
who gives a fuck about Canada? Well, I'll just tell you something. There's people that have a similar plight, and they're called the French Canadians. And
uh-huh.
you know what? Some English Canadians are like, "Fuck the French, man! Fuck those assholes."
And the native
fuck
North
them.
Americans, the Indians.
Well, fuck those guys. Were
look
here
how
first.
Bad they've been decimated.
Fucking right, man! It's absolutely.
They killed
disgusting.
Over 100 million of them as soon as they came here.
Yeah, man. It's absolutely
intentionally
sick.
Through smallpox
yeah.
and everything else. You know.
You want to talk about genocide?
Yeah.
That's fucking brutal, fucking shit.
Yeah.
And there's in Canada, there's been something called the residential schools.
Yeah.
And that they're run by the white, whatever. I don't know. What
Anglo-Saxon.
Catholic.
Aristocracy.
That, they were, you know, raped and murdered and fucking, I don't know, a whole bunch of shit. And it
yep.
was brutal. It was like, it went on for a long time. And they're getting reparations now. But, it's like.
Still ain't
well,
in America.
I'm all for the blacks in America getting reparations. Fucking 100%. Give them
you know what I'm for all the blacks in America doing?
Yeah, but you know what?
Banding together with the rest of the blacks across the world and going back to Africa, to their homeland, where they belong. Their true origins, where they really belong.
Jesus, that's not where they belong, okay? You belong where you are. And
well,
you're being
to me, they were brought here they were brought here against their will. They were brought here as slaves. They don't belong here. And they'll never fit in here because the white aristocracy here in America and all of North America are against them.
I don't
and,
agree with that.
Discriminate against
are
them.
As part of America as white people are, and this whole thing is
even more so.
White
they've built more of America than white people have.
Yeah, well, they did, and you know what, blacks, and even saying black is you know
right.
black and white. It's irresponsible. You should
right.
be saying those
it's a control system.
And these people, whatever.
Right.
It's the difference between like us and them, or them and us, or we and us, or them and
uh-huh.
us. Or, but they're not them. They're I'm lost. I'm trying to say that it's hard to talk about this. Okay. It's really hard. It's a really touchy issue. And I know I'm talking about black Americans. In Canada, it's not so much an issue. It's not even a case of us and them. It's a case of us and us. And it's like, you know, we are this and, I don't know. I'm fucked up on the I'm trying to say that it's always been a touchy issue. It's,
because they were brought here to this hemisphere, this side of the world,
they were put down. And they made second class, and you know what? Like, I respect that.
They're intentionally made into a lower class. They're intentionally put into ghettos. They're intentionally fed the only ways and means of economy to them is illegal drugs, which leads to mass incarceration, which leads to miseducation of their young, which leads to further criminality. Okay, it's very deep, and it